It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Councilman Lane Miller. We're going to talk about a few events that are still coming up and the things that are going on in downtown Price, and just kind of connect and see what's new, really, for that matter. Lane, thanks for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Morning, Dave. Happy to be here. How are you?
I am doing well, sir, doing well. Let's start off with, next week, we're going to have the final Culture Connection of the Year. Is that correct?
Yes, you're going to have me in tears here if you talk like that.
But it's okay. It's something that it's one of those groups that has a great following and everybody loves them. So let's talk about that.
Okay, Los Hermanos. Now, my Spanish is terrible.
That's okay. It happens.
Los Hermanos de los Andes.
And they are a local group for the most part, correct?
One of the members is local. Okay. I think the others come from Utah County.
Okay. And so they play all kinds of, like...
Andes music. Yeah. It's lots of flutes, pan pipes, drums. Really different, really fun, and really good.
And they are definitely really good. So this year, as we've spoken in the past, this year, a little different as far as Culture Connections have gone. They've all been streamed.
It's a whole lot different.
Well, I'm trying to ease into it, Lane. But they've all been streamed this year.
That's right.
Great response to them, you've said.
We have,
And so with this last one coming up, then you kind of always look forward, and you guys are trying to maybe kick something around of doing something like this once or twice a month going forward. Is that
what
you're thinking?
That's right. Here's what we're hoping to do. We're hoping to continue to live stream from the Civic Auditorium at least once a month. We also work with Excellence in the Community. They are in Salt Lake twice a week. They do this live streaming from the Gallivan Center. And they have an archive of concerts that we can tap into.
So if nothing else, you can grab those and play them.
That's right.
That'll give something to get on there and check out and kind of get together with the whole family and all that stuff.
You know, the thing that is fascinating about this whole live streaming, as far as I know, there are only two groups in the whole state that are doing this, Excellence in the Community and Price City. So we've had to learn how to do this and have nobody to go to ask questions. So we've had to figure it out ourselves.
And it's turned out great.
Oh, the visual, the video was good. The sound has been terrific. But there's quirks here and there and things that we're going to have to overcome. But I'm pretty hopeful. Like you said, the response has been great, so we're going to try hard.
Okay, so look for that coming forward. Then the next month or so, you know, some type of a live stream concert event could either be from the Civic Auditorium or one of these other ones that Excellence in the Community is doing.
Yep, we'll let you know where we're headed.
Okay, next up on the agenda is the library. Now, if someone wanted to access the basement of the library and they were in a wheelchair or anything like that, they couldn't do that in the past, correct?
No, as of right now, there's no way. There are steps you have to go down. We've talked about putting in a ramp, and the ramp would interfere with the people walking down the stairs. So if there's an emergency in the basement, it wouldn't be good.
So what have you come up with?
We have obtained a grant, and in the next couple of weeks, we're going to start construction of a ramp on the outside, on the Peace Garden side of the library, that will access the basement.
So that will give you access to everything that's down in the downstairs in the library and all that information and things like that. And that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a great thing. In fact, it's not just going to be handicap access to the library. It will be another entrance into the library. We're going to put up a little awning and some signs, and it'll be an easy way to access the basement, an alternative access to the front door.
Perfect. And that'll be, once again, coming in the next couple of weeks. Keep an eye out for that.
Yep.
And soon you'll be able to go downstairs in the library, just from access from the outside now, too.
I don't know if you've been in the basement.
I have.
It's just a wonderful place for kids.
It is. They've done a lot of work down there for kids.
Yeah,
so
it's been a lot of fun.
That will be a lot of fun. And another thing that we need to talk about, and we'll kind of wrap up and spend some time on this, is the Downtown Revitalization Committee. They've got quite a bit of stuff that's going on, and the governor's office is going to help them out, too.
That's the big key to this effort. You know, Price City has tried this numerous times, but it hasn't gone very far. But this time, the state of Utah is behind it. They've reorganized the governor's Office of Economic Development, GOED, and they wanted to focus on downtowns, and they've selected Price City and Brigham City as the two downtowns that they want to focus on. So you get all that financial backing and expertise, and I think this is going to go places.
Well, and you know, and there's signs, there are signs of life on Main Street and Price. There always has been.
Yeah, you can go eat.
But now you can go eat down there. You can go, and they've got a couple of coffee shops down there, yeah. A couple of restaurants and things like that. And that's kind of pumping up this whole effort right now.
Right, right. The other thing that we probably ought to talk about coming up in the next couple of weeks again, Price City has developed a bunch of wayfinding signs. So as you come into Price, you'll be funneled downtown and you'll be shown where everything is. You'll actually be guided through town. And, you know, if you're looking for something in Price, it's difficult unless you have Google Maps or something like that. It's hard to find stuff. But once these are up, you'll be directed where to go, and that'll help too.
And if I could remember correctly, they're going to have places on it like the Dynomine Park and the Wave Pool and you know, the downtown area and things like that. So there's a lot of things that are going on in downtown Price. You know, we've got the bike corridor now from the university down to Main Street in Price.
Right.
With the Blue Bikes program at the university and all that stuff. So the kids from there can get downtown and go check out those things. So there's always plenty of things that are going on. You may not see them, but they're definitely happening in Price.
Well, I can say I've been on the council now for over 8 years, and this is the first time in a long time that I can see lots of excitement and things happening. And I love that. I love being involved. And so to see things generating, it's just fun.
All right. Well, Lane Miller with Price City, thanks for taking out the time and coming in this morning to let us know what's going on. Lots of fun stuff. Keep an eye out for him, really, is all I can say.
Thanks for having me. It's always good to talk to you.
Anytime, sir. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, you can check out our webpage, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.